It could have been worse, seems to be the overarching commentary from EU leaders about the US-EU trade deal reached at a golf course in Scotland after weeks of what were described as intense and difficult negotiations. The framework of the deal, a 15% tariff by the US on most imports from the 27 member state bloc. Details of the agreement made between US President Donald Trump and his counterpart from the EU Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, are yet to be worked through. Along with the taxes, the EU has also agreed to spend significant amounts on US energy and military equipment and by investing in the US economy. The Taoiseach said that although the 15% tariffs will have an impact here, he welcomed the clarity and predictability of a deal, which he said will help protect Irish jobs. Well, joining us now to discuss this is Olaf Gill, European Commission spokesperson on trade. Good morning to you and thanks for joining us. Now, there is a lot that we don't know. Can you provide any further detail for Irish businesses this morning?
Good morning, Maggie, and thanks for having me on. What I can tell you is that on Sunday, the EU and US reached an agreement that we believe will secure, stabilise and grow transatlantic trade and investment relations. So where we were a few short weeks ago was at the risk of an across-the-board 30% tariff from the US. That would have been catastrophic for European businesses and it would have been very harmful to the global economy overall. So we need to be very clear on what happened on Sunday. The starting point for the negotiations from the American side was 30%. So as per all trade deals, both sides pushed, both sides put forward their priorities. We landed at 15%. Is that the outcome that the EU would have wanted from the start? No. Is that the EU the outcome that the US would have wanted from the start? No. What we have now is something that gives us stability, it gives us clarity, it gives us predictability, which is what businesses want above all. So
and
when it comes to the details
want,
of the deal...
that predictability. No, and I just wondered, the 15% tariffs, when will they actually come into effect?
Here's where we are in the process. So on Sunday, the two presidents made a kind of a political commitment. What we're working on now is to stabilise a joint statement. That's basically an agreement in principle that will give us the political roadmap to where we take it from here. So both sides are working very hard now to get the details of that signed up. We're hoping to do that in the next couple of days, i.e. before the deadline of 1st of August set by the US. Once we have that, we will be able to say very clearly what the next stages are. And we're going to use that joint statement, that political commitment, as a platform to look at other areas where we can reduce tariffs.
So and do those other areas include things like the whiskey industry, for example? Because we still don't know if that's going to be subject to the 15% tariffs.
So this is how it's going to work. 15% is across the board. That's going to cover all sectors. It's going to cover pharma. It's going to cover digital. We are looking at areas where we, in a shared interest way, can reduce tariffs. I can't say precisely where that's going to be at this point in time, but that's what we're working to in the joint statement.
When we talk about the pharmaceutical industry, Ursula von der Leyen said the other day that there will be a guarantee that the tariffs on the pharmaceutical industry will be capped at 15%. But is there an actual guarantee that it will be capped at 15%?
Well, what we're talking about here are political commitments. This joint statement I mentioned isn't a legally binding document. These are commitments. So when the US pharma also including in that 15% tariff rate, that's that commitment. And that's what we're taking it on faith will be put into this agreement. So as I said, right now we have to stabilise the text and we take it from there.
And when do we think that legal framework then will come into place? If we're having a joint statement in a couple of days, how long more before we get that legal commitment then on paper?
That's not an easy question to answer because there are different legal, different trade arrangements that apply to different aspects. We also have to figure out precisely what kind of legal base our member states here in the EU will vote on. That'll happen over the course of the next few weeks and months. But right now, we really need to focus on stabilising this text. This is a really important thing. I can't emphasise this enough. Once we have the joint statement, that then is our platform. We build from that.
It seems like, I mean, we're hoping, indeed, the Taoiseach was saying yesterday that this would provide stability. But it seems to me what you're saying is that we're looking at more weeks and months of still unknown because companies will not be operating today, tomorrow, in the coming weeks, it seems, under this 15% tariff. And they still don't know when that actually is going to kick in.
Well, we expect that the tariff should kick in fairly soon. I can't give you a precise date, but I mean, that is the intention of the US, the 15%. So that does provide a degree of stability immediately and predictability for businesses. I can't stress that point enough.
Okay.
And just to emphasize, just I really need to make the point here that when we're talking about tariffs, the 15%, that's essentially a tax on imports. So who's going to pay for that? It's the American consumers that's going to absorb the cost. So, you know, we are very confident that our European products and services, which are of the highest quality, will continue to be valued by US consumers, by US businesses. So we're, you know, we believe that our offering remains robust in that sense, and we believe the transatlantic trade will continue to flourish and investment.
Okay, another part of the deal, of course, is the investment into energy work. So the EU has promised now to buy around 640 billion euros worth of energy from the US, mostly liquefied natural gas. How is that going to work? Do we know yet? Because I wonder how much of it will be fracked gas. How does that fit into the EU's commitment on climate change? Ireland can't take LNG yet, so will Ireland be exempt from that?
What has happened is that the Commission has presented to the United States an overview of the potential purchases, the commitments that can be made by European member states in terms of importing energy products. The fact of the matter is that we need those energy products as we particularly try to decouple from our reliance on Russian fossil fuels. That was already a priority for the European Union. So essentially what we're doing is following through on something that was already happening. By saying to the US, we commit to buying a certain amount of energy products, we're simply strengthening our ability to source the things we need from a reliable partner. So I think that makes a lot of sense from an energy security and from an economic point of view.
And what about the environmental point of view?
Well, that has to be factored in as well, absolutely. But, you know, there's a big picture here, which is that for many decades, Europe has had a dangerous over-reliance on Russian fossil fuels. We've made the political commitment, all EU member states, to move away from that. The green transition is a substantial portion of that, but we also do need to import a certain amount of energy products. If we're going to do so, why not do so from our most trusted ally and partner?
Okay, the deal also includes a guarantee to invest into the US economy around $600 billion worth. How is the Commission going to implement that? How do you tell businesses where and when and how to invest?
To be very clear, the Commission doesn't tell any business what to do anywhere. Businesses are the ones who are best suited and most skillful in knowing where and how to invest. What we did in the context of these ongoing talks with the US was we talked to our businesses. We asked them to, you know, give us a good idea of what their investment intentions were in the coming years. That's what they did, and that's what we provided to the US. So again, we're not telling anyone what to do, but we have been given these commitments by our companies who are interested in investing in the US, which would benefit the EU economy also, by the way. And we presented that as a package to the US, and they accepted it.
Okay, we heard a lot about the EU's so-called big bazooka in the last few weeks and months, the anti-coercion instrument that could have been deployed as a retaliatory measure towards tariffs. I mean, what happened to that? Has it run out of ammunition? Is it off the table? Is it still there as a backup?
Everything in terms of trade defence is still there as a backup. But our top priority always has been to stabilise the situation. That's what our member states called for. That's what our companies called for. So nothing has happened in this situation in a vacuum. The Commission has been consulting with our member states, including Ireland, very, 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 very closely. And the signal we have got from a clear majority of our member states is stabilise this situation, secure transatlantic supply chains, give us the security and the clarity we need to keep trading with our biggest partner. And that is what we have provided a real chance of delivering now, and the work continues to get it done.
A question about the agricultural industry, particularly the dairy industry here in Ireland. There's divergence now on this island because Northern Ireland is operating under a 10% tariff, or will be, and the rest of the island on 15% of a tariff. Some dairy farmers operate on an all-island basis. How's that going to be treated now?
Listen, details, including the one you just mentioned, can be worked out. We're not at the end of a process here. We're at the start of a process. As I mentioned, the two presidents came together on Sunday to strike a sort of a commitment, a deal. Next, we're going to have a joint statement that provides the roadmap for going forward. Then we take that work forward, we look at where we can reduce tariffs, we look at how we can stabilise the situation, and we'll figure out all the details here internally in the EU as well.
Okay, and Olaf, just finally, just try and, if you can, maybe give a a bit of a better timeline for businesses who might be listening in this morning. There's a joint statement coming in a couple of days before there will be further discussions then about a legally binding document. When will the tariffs actually be in place?
Just hold tight. We're talking about a few days. We're trying to stabilise this joint statement. Once we have that, we should have a much higher degree of clarity of where we're going from here.
Okay. Thank you for joining us this morning. Olaf Gill, the European Commission spokesperson on trade. 21 minutes past 8.